Multi-stage cooling and heating on rooftop units. Why light commercial RTUs stage their cooling and heating. How the controller brings stages on and off. And how to troubleshoot when one stage works and the other doesn't. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A lot of light commercial RTUs don't just run on or off. They run in stages. Two-stage cooling, two-stage heat, sometimes more. Stage 1 handles light load. Stage 2 kicks in when stage 1 can't keep up. The reason is comfort and efficiency. A big single-stage unit slamming on and off all day overshoots, short cycles, and dehumidifies poorly, while staged unit can run a smaller chunk of capacity for longer, steadier cycles and only call up the rest when the building really needs it. Understanding staging is key to both servicing and troubleshooting commercial units. How it works. Staging matches delivered capacity to the actual load instead of giving you all or nothing. Most of the time a building isn't at design load, it's at part load, so running full capacity is wasteful and overshoots. Stages let the unit meet part load with part capacity. Cooling stages are usually achieved one of two ways. Multiple compressors, two or more separate refrigeration circuits or compressors. Stage 1 runs one, stage 2 adds the other. Each is a complete circuit with its own coil section or a split coil. A multi-stage / variable compressor. A single compressor that can run at reduced and full capacity. Some scrolls can unload. Variable speed / inverter units modulate smoothly. Heating stages work similarly. A two-stage gas valve or two heat sections W1/W2, or staged electric heat strips brought on in steps. The controller or thermostat calls the stages based on demand. A simple setup uses Y1/Y2 for cooling stages and W1/W2 for heat stages. The controller adds a stage when the first can't satisfy the call within a time/temperature threshold, and it has anti-short cycle and minimum on/off timers so it doesn't bang stages on and off rapidly. In the field, stage 1 Y1. First compressor/circuit or low capacity plus condenser fan carries light and moderate load. Many mild days never leave stage 1. Stage 2 Y2 brings on the second compressor/circuit or full capacity when demand keeps climbing. On a design temperature day the unit may sit in stage 2 for long stretches. Heat W1/W2. First heat stage handles mild demand. Second stage adds capacity for cold mornings or recovery from setback. Staging the load down. As demand falls, the controller drops stage 2 first, then stage 1, with timers preventing rapid cycling. Verifying staging, force each stage from the thermostat/controller or jumper Y1 then Y2 and confirm the right compressor/fan/heat actually energizes at each step, and that timers behave. Normal values and targets. Part load operation is normal and desirable. A healthy staged unit spends most mild weather hours in stage 1 and only pulls stage 2 when needed. Constant stage 2 on mild days suggests a stage 1 problem or undersizing. Anti-short cycle timers typically hold a compressor off for a few minutes after it stops before it can restart. Expect a delay. Don't mistake it for a fault. Each stage should draw its own nameplate current when running. A stage that energizes but pulls no/low current isn't actually doing work. Long stage 2 run time on a design hot day is correct. The same way long single stage run time is correct. It means the unit is matched to the load, not oversized. Confirm staging behavior and timers against the specific unit's controls. Documentation. Common faults and what they mean. Stage 1 works, stage 2 doesn't or vice versa. The affected stage's compressor, its contactor, the controller's staging output, or a tripped safety on that circuit. Isolate which stage by forcing each one. Unit goes straight to stage 2/never stages down. Controller/thermostat staging logic. A shorted Y2 call, or a stage 1 circuit that isn't carrying load so demand never drops. Short cycling a stage, anti-short cycle timer defeated/failed. Oversized for the load, or a charge/airflow problem on that circuit. Heat stage 2 never comes on. W2 call not reaching the second heat stage, or a two-stage gas valve/staged strip control problem. The building struggles to recover on cold mornings. One refrigeration circuit low on charge, that stage underperforms. Low suction, high superheat, poor capacity, while the other circuit reads fine. Diagnose each circuit on its own. Tech tips and gotchas. Troubleshoot each stage/circuit independently. On a two-compressor unit, that's effectively two systems sharing a cabinet. Take a full set of readings on each circuit separately. Force the stages to verify the controller, not just the compressors. A stage that won't run might be a controller output, not a dead compressor. Jumper the call and watch what energizes. Respect the timers. A compressor that won't restart may just be in its anti-short cycle delay. Don't condemn it before the timer clears. Staging is a comfort/humidity feature. If a customer complains of humidity on a unit stuck in full capacity, a failed stage down always running stage 2 could be the cause. It's effectively single stage and overshooting. Know the control scheme. Some units stage on a simple 24 volts controller. Others on a unit controller or a building automation system with its own staging logic and timers. Get the sequence for the specific unit. Safety/code notes. Multi-stage units are still three-phase, line voltage, and on DAS/electric combustion equipment. All the lockout/tagout, phase, and combustion safety rules apply per stage. Don't defeat anti-short cycle or safety controls to make a stage run. They protect the compressors. A stage that won't start is reporting a condition. Find it. Each refrigeration circuit has its own high/low pressure safeties. Verify they're functional, not bypassed, on each circuit.